Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Miracle Monday. It is Miraculous Monday. Horny, it is April 25th, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batardi. Now, y'all know I always promise to play Karan Batardi's music. I may get an opportunity to get to it on today, but listen. This is a special musical showcase and a musical salute to Sanders and King, We 73 Band. And also, I do must let you know this show is being brought to you by Gumba, GumbaRum.com. Once again, that's GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba, GumbaRum.com. Please do visit Gumba Rum for all your rum libation needs. Now, listen, I have some great music on today by Sanders and King, We 73 Band. Yes, indeed. Before I get to that, I have something special for you. Listen. I never play anything by Fierce Manson. I never do by the on-rear Fierce Manson. Now, listen, y'all know I'm just kidding and I'm just joking around, but I don't. I want to play this. This is Reclaim. I've been thinking about this show all day today. I really have, because Sanders and King, We 73 Band, is very, very special. They are a special group of people. If y'all haven't learned that by now, I hope you will on today. They are very special. Indeed, they are. They are a group of individuals that have come together to help those in need. It is a community project. I am telling you, they're doing a great work. And, Horny, I got something I want to share with you on today. But first, this is Reclaim, and I'm playing this song, Reclaim Generation, because I feel that Sanders and King's We 73 Band, this is what they are doing in action. They are trying to reclaim this generation by doing a great work for God, doing a great work with the Father God in heaven. And listen, I'm going to go ahead and play the song. This is Reclaim. Y'all take a listen. Reclaim the Generation.
This generation has no sense because there is no stability about their ability to build a business.
All right, all right. That is Reclaim, Reclaim the Generation. Listen, I want y'all to understand something. The way that we reclaim this generation, and I made that song back in 2012, Reclaim the Generation. And listen, the important point that I want to make and stress right now, the way that we reclaim the generation is by love, by love, by love, by doing a great work in love. And that's what we're supposed to do as the body of Christ, as the kingdom of God. We're supposed to move in love, in love. And so in order for us to do this, we can stand in faith with Sanders and King, We 73 Band, because that's what they do. They move by love. They move in love, what they do, because you have to have love in your heart. The things that they are doing for the community across different places, it is done in love. You must love humankind. You must love everyone. You know what I'm saying? And so that is the point I want to stress today, to do things in love. And they are great examples of this. They are great example of being moving in love, doing things in love to help individuals. And I want you guys to visit their website, which is We 73, the American Unity Project. And that's what the project is all about, moving and doing things by love, in love, in love. And I do have some music I'm going to play by Sanders and King, We 73 Band. This one is In Birth, In Birth. And I do have something to share with you. I got a word to share with you. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. And I want you to hear me loud and clear. Now, this song that's coming up next is In Birth. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This is In Birth, In Birth, B-E-R-T-H. Take a listen.
The ventilation moans, a nonstop serenade, pushing air across the decks of marble tile gray. The air is filled with grunts and groans of us who dwell within. This cold gray void surrounded by plate steel we call skin. Bright light, it pierces every part as if to make us falter, and wraps us neatly in at night in racks we call coffin lockers. Organized as little things among a higher being, we settle in as if this hulk was here to do our keeping. Our bodies rest on pads too thin to serve a healthy lad. We wake a bit more battered, for a good rest still not been had. We occupants arise and roll to step on cold and dress. Rarely do you hear complaint of ill or of distress. The voice that sounds without a word is heard within this earth. The absence of a loved one waiting somewhere here on earth. We put our lives out on the line with honor we serve gladly. Equipped to fight in any war, except that of social apathy.
All right, that is In Birth by Sanders and King, We 73 Band. And I want to say this, they made that song. It is about life aboard ship, for those who have served in the Navy, as both Paul and the other gentleman in the band served in the Navy. Now, listen, you have to love your country to serve. You really do. You have to love your country to serve. Now, I do have 2 points I want to make really quick because I am running out of time. Listen, I have 1 Corinthians 13 and verse number 8. It says, charity never fails. Charity never fails. Love never fails. I don't care what you do on this planet Earth. Whatever you do, love never fails. Charity, just in case some of you all may not know, charity is love. Love never fails. And along with that, 1 Corinthians 13 and the 13th verse, so that's 1 Corinthians 13 and the 13th verse, it says, but the greatest of these is charity. So listen, if you go through the whole chapter, I don't have time to go through the whole chapter, but what I want to point out, the greatest of all the spiritual gifts, the greatest is love, right? The greatest is love. And so we, Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band, they are doing things in love. Their whole mission is an act of love. It is an act of love. By the grace of God, they are doing things in love. The greatest gift is love. You can have spiritual gifts. You can have prophecy. You can have speaking in tongues. You can have a lot of different gifts in the spirit. But if you do all those things without love, honey, you just a tinkering sound. You know, it's just like you're empty. You are empty. Oh, my God. So it's just like you are empty. You can have prophecy. You can have speaking in tongues. You can have all the gifts of faith, gifts of healing, all the gifts. But if you do all those things and you don't have love, it's just like you walking around making a whole bunch of noise, you know, and it's worthless. It's worthless. It's worthless. So listen, you may as well not be operating in any gifts at all if you're not doing it in love. So listen, then you have on the other hand, you have on the other hand a lot of people that operate in love and don't have any spiritual gifts. So listen, the better of the two is to operate in love and have no spiritual gifts. Well, I guess you probably say, well, what sense do that make? Well, that's what the Bible says. You can have all the spiritual gifts that you have. You know what I mean? You can be an apostle. You can be a prophet. But if you ain't doing it in love, it's something wrong. You know what I mean? It means nothing to do all those things. You get up and teach the word of God. And if you ain't doing it by the spirit of love, it's something wrong. It ain't working. It ain't working. So you sit down and be quiet. Now listen. I said that pretty strong, and I meant that. So listen, because it's real. It's Bible. It's 1 Corinthians 13. And also, I want to make this point. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to take my time to say this right here. I want you guys to stand in faith. Stand in faith, stand in faith, stand in faith. If we don't stand in faith, what are we going to stand in? You know what I mean? Now listen, the scripture even tells us to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, right? Yes. In Matthew 17 and 20. Now, listen here. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, and verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove thee hence yonder place, and it shall be what? It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. Now, listen. The good Lord, the good Father in heaven brought this particular band, Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band, across my path. Now, I didn't do it. I didn't have the power to do that. It was the Father God in heaven that did that. Now, listen, they had no way of knowing that I'm a woman of faith. You know, they didn't know that. They just move as God command. They move as God command. So if you don't move in faith as God command, you will never know. You will never know what can be done, right? So listen, I am telling you, I want you guys to visit this website. Visit the website. Do yourself a favor and visit the website, we73band.com. Listen, and you will be doing a great thing. If you, everything I've said on today, now I want you to get this. I want you to get this plain. Everything I've said on today, I want you to take away this one point. My darlings, my children, move in faith. If you don't have faith, honey, you know, it's just like we got to do things in faith. We got to believe God. So I want you all to have faith when you sow a seed into this good ground, into this good ground. You know, it takes money to do everything. We do everything else. You know what I mean? So listen, why not do something for the kingdom, for the sake of the kingdom? And that's what they're doing. They're doing a work for the sake of the kingdom. They're not doing it in their own strength. They're doing it in the strength of God. You know what I mean? God gives them the grace every day. They teach the word of God. You know, they're singing about the love, 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 love. We do. We need more love in this earth. We need more love. So listen, I want you guys to stand in faith. Stand in faith. Stand in faith with Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band. And the way that you can do that is to sow a seed into their ministry, into their good work. And so you probably wonder, well, how do I know I'm sowing into good ground? Listen, do it in faith. Now, listen, when you sow a seed in faith, it's going to come back to you. Now, you test the water. I want you to test the water, all right? You test the water by sowing the seed, and the honey seed comes back to you. It's going to multiply. When you sow into good ground, let me tell you something. When you sow into good ground, it multiplies and comes back to you. That's the law. That's the law of attraction, my friends. Listen. The word of God is right. You understand me? And the law of attraction works, too. Now, when you sow something, and you're sowing it into good ground, you're sowing it into fertile ground, it's coming back to you because that's the principal thing. The law of attraction works whether you believe it or not. So listen, even if you don't really have faith, I'm telling you, if you believe in law of attraction, sow into the ministry. I'm telling you. Now listen, it's we73band.com. That's the website. And then they have the Unity Project, we73, the American Unity Project.org. They are doing a great and marvelous thing. Listen, you can't find this every day. You cannot find a group of people that's really, really on fire to do and to help people, right? And so that's what they're doing. And listen, I am wrapping up this musical showcase and this musical loop for Sanders and King's We 73 Band. You know, I am out of time and I got to get on up out here. But guess what, y'all guess what? I do have some great, wonderful news. I'm going to be the exclusive show that releases the music when they come out with new music. Yes, you're going to hear it here first. You will hear it here first. Listen. So you're going to hear more good stuff, more good word from the word of God. Oh, yes. So listen now. Remember, among everything that was said today, do things in love, my people. Do things in love. Do things with a spirit of love. Have love in your heart for mankind. It's about love. If we don't have love for one another, we're nothing. It's just like we are nothing. You know what I mean? So move in love, move in faith. Love and faith works together. It really do. Because when you love somebody, you're going to move. When you love, you move. Love has action, right? Love is an action word now. Okay, I'm going teaching another whole sermon. Love is action. When you love someone, you're going to make a move. You're going to do something. Love is not dormant. No. If you need to figure out if someone loves you, and I'm not talking about a marital or a relationship, love, you know, just friends, family, whatever. Love is an action, and love is not dormant. So in order to stand in faith with Sands and Kings, we said, prevent, do an action. Love is not dormant. Love is not lazy. Love does not just sit there and idle and does nothing. Now, if you got somebody to keep saying they love you, and they ain't doing it, they just sitting by the wayside, sitting on the curb, There's something wrong with that picture. If somebody just sitting by the wayside, they ain't doing nothing. Something wrong with that, okay? So listen, I want you guys to move in love, move in faith, stand in faith for Sanders and King. We 73 Band, and I'm tell you, I promise you, the good Lord will bless you. Oh, yes, he will. Because when you're doing the work for the Father and the Father's hand is on you, you can't help but to be blessed. So now, $5. Sow a seed of $5 into this organization. I am telling you, $5. My gosh, you know, $5. You can buy a hamburger with $5. So listen. Sow $5 into that work, and the good Lord will bless you. Now, I'm out of time, and I got to get up out of here.
You motivated.